Hey everybody, and welcome back to Random Chatterings, a hodgepodge of pop culture and life. I'm your host, Arlo Rodriguez, and this is the month of music. We'll be going over 5 video game soundtracks in the month of May, but today, we're actually talking about 2 video game soundtracks, but we're going to be talking about the specific aspects of those 2 soundtracks. And if you've read the episode title already, you know what this is all about. That's right, we are doing the Knuckles raps from Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, respectively. Sonic Adventure was composed by Jun Tsunoe, Fumie Kumatani, Kenichi Tokoi, and Masaru Setsumaru. Sonic Adventure 2 was composed by Jun Tsunoe, Kenichi Tokoi, Fumie Kumatani, and Tomoya Otani, who we've talked about in the previous episode. So, where do we even start with this? Well, I guess we can just start with the games themselves. In Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, you play as very different characters. You play as the titular character Sonic, but you also play as his friends. And one of them is Knuckles the Echidna, a red-headed echidna character that has giant needles sort of looking things like sticking out from his gloves. Like, he's basically the punching power character. But in terms of gameplay, in both Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, he's looking for treasure. In every level, there are 3 pieces of the Master Emerald that he's looking for. And per the ways the story goes, once he finds all the pieces of the Master Emerald, it'll make the Master Emerald come back in full. That's a bad way of putting it, but that's what I'm going with. But for whatever reason, they decided to, because of the 3 characters, and I guess this is more lends it to Sonic Adventure 2, but there is a Knuckles rap in Sonic Adventure, which is why we're showcasing it. In Sonic Adventure 2, they wanted to have everybody's level themes distinct. So Sonic, you have the classic rock, kind of like, sort of what was similar to what we've heard in Sonic Forces. In Tails, you also have that. Actually, their level themes are very similar. There's definitely a more distinct a breakdown with the other characters, but we're not talking about them today. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about the soundtracks once we're actually done. But for Knuckles, they used raps. So they hired Honey Pea. I don't know much about him particularly, except that he did release a new unofficial Knuckles rap in celebration of Sonic Mania, so he's still out there making music, which is really cool. So he does the vocals for these rap tracks, except the one for Sonic Adventure. I think there's more specific. The Sonic Adventure rap, I'll have the notes. I think it's Fumie Kumatani composed it, but I don't know who's the vocals on that track. But basically, they're story-based raps. So basically, if for the example of the Sonic Adventure ones you're going to hear very soon, it's basically like, this is what Knuckles is all about, and this is, it pretty much tells you what Knuckles is, what his mission is, and what his role is in the story. And then in the Sonic Adventure 2 raps, which you're about to hear, it tells you what you're doing in the level, and then what the context of the story is at that point in the level. It doesn't make sense now, but it'll make a lot of sense once we get started. So why don't we do that right now? It's time for the Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 raps, and we're starting off with Unknown for Me from Sonic Adventure, and Kick the Rock, Wild Canyon, and A Ghost's Pumpkin Soup from Pumpkin Hill.
Here I come, rougher than the rest of them, the best of them, tougher than leather. You can call me Knuckles, unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles, I'm hard as nails. It ain't hard to tell, I break them down whether they solid or frail. Unlike the rest, I'm independent since my first breath. First test, feel the right, then the worst left.
Born on an island in the heavens, the blood of my ancestors flows inside me. My duty is to save the flower from evil deterioration.
Set your heart free, true. Cleanse yourself of them evil spirits that's in you.
Streaking lights, loud sounds, and instincts are the elements that keep me going. I am fighting my own mission. Nothing's gonna stand in my way, no, no.
I will be the one to set your heart free, true.
Just believe in myself, won't rely on others. If this
than the rest of them. The best of them, tougher than leather. You can call me Knuckles. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles.
This is Knuckles, and I'm back. I've been away for a while, but I'm back to kick some butt in Wild Canyon. I shall find all the lost pieces of the Master Emerald here. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. Wild Canyon fun, I gotta chase a bat, huh? Yeah, rude, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross by thief, that's out for my jewels, I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. That's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race,
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. I should probably classify at the top again that I am not a music critic, and I am definitely not a rap critic, so I'm just going to talk from the heart to the best of my ability, but also making sure that you can understand what I'm saying. So let's start with Unknown For Me. And it is interesting how this song, both songs are stuck in an era. It's like early 2000s, early 1990s style, especially Unknown For Me. It is one of the most classy of the cheesier Sonic songs, like people are, where people, I don't know if people like it ironically or they do just generally like it. I mean, I have to be in the camp of generally liking it, but I would say that from the time when I grew up, I think I preferred the Sonic themes more because they were more classic rock, so Unknown For Me was different. But now, looking back at it, as a theme song for a character, it's pretty straightforward. Here I come, rougher than the rest of them, the best of them, tougher than leather. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles. I mean, in this example, you would kind of think of Knuckles as more of a brutish. He's the power type. I mean, he has the fists. But you would also imagine like he would be like someone's bodyguard in terms of these lyrics. But I also kind of like, and I think it's the first part that I think for a lot of people, they would remember that the most. But then it's the second part that's more R&B. It's like, born on an island with the very soft, dulcet tones of, unfortunately, I have to say, unknown singer. I do not know who the singer is. I apologize to that singer. He did a great job. Given how, oh, I had to do the theme song for a character. All right, this is what I got. And damn, you did a pretty good job. You get like a better idea of who Knuckles is, what his story is all about, and everything. Despite how bizarre it is that, yes, part of the canon is that he is a descendant of an Echidna tribe, as you would figure out in the story, and his home place is a floating island in the heavens. Whatever, that's what it is, that's what we're going with. More importantly, music. So we start with the first part, which is a bit more, it's more recognizable, but then it kind of goes into the softer part, which is kind of different. You would expect sometimes it's like the softer part, like in some raps, it's like you have the R&B section and then you have the rap section. In this part, in this case, it's the rap section and then the R&B section. The R&B section actually takes up the majority of the song, and that goes into the chorus, which again is kind of interesting in how it kind of defines Knuckles as kind of a selfish character who only plays by his own rules, and how he works alone, doesn't work anyone else, which, funny enough, even in Sonic's song, it has that same attribute. It's like, I don't play with others, or I do what I think is right. And outside of listening to this, it's like, what the fuck are these characters? They're so full of themselves. But these are the heroes we worshipped in the 90s, and worship even now, so. And it's also so funny listening to this, the kismet timing of that the latest, and I'm sorry to have to talk about this, the Sonic movie trailer had fucking Gangsta's Paradise in the background. But, you know, I really like, especially like the brass instruments in here, that they're very pronounced. It's really fun song to listen to and like bounce to. It's just, it's definitely from, it feels like it's from the 90s, but I think that's what makes it really, I want to say a classic, but very fun to listen to. And now let's move on to Kick the Rock Wild Canyon, which is as, it has the name of the level in the song, and it's the first level you play as Knuckles. It's in the lyrics, it's like, oh, it's been 2 years since you played as me. Well, I'm fucking back, regular to rock it, and we're doing the same shit, and it's even worse now, because before, you could detect multiple emeralds at once, and this time you can only detect one emerald at a time, but movements are more fluid, but the stages are also larger. There's a lot of reasons why people don't really like these levels. I will admit, right now, I am not in that camp. I actually enjoy those levels quite a bit. But I definitely prefer the speed levels better, but that's getting too much into the game design itself. When I look about Kick the Rock, it's definitely how it's even more entrenched in terms of like picturing Knuckles as a really selfish character who just has his own mission, he has his own rules and everything he's going to be doing. But then it goes into interesting directions, which I, if you're just playing the game, you don't really pay attention to the lyrics. And then it's like, talks about the other character, Rouge, who's Rouge the Bat. Google that at your own risk. You should find a safe for work result, but be forewarned, the Sonic community can be very enthusiastic about their female characters. Anyway, there's a lyric about the rapper saying, yeah, Ruse is sexy and smooth, and double cross spy thief, it's all for my jewels. I'm sorry. I just remember that other lyric is, or give up the emeralds, or die, I don't love you. It's like Knuckles saying, I'm not interested in her, I just want my jewels. That's all I'm about. I'm telling you, it's cheesy. Cheesy but fun. Cheesy but fun. But more importantly, in terms of the instrumentation itself, it's very different. And normally in Sonic levels, you'll get the classic rock, but here you get brass instruments, you get like the electronic organs, as you would expect from some rap music. It's very familiar. It's very close to that. But definitely as an introductory song, it kind of like kicks you into gear. It's like immediately, kind of like previous examples, like it drops you in. It's already saying, I'm back. I've been away for a while and I'm back to kick some butt at Wild Canyon. Like, it's literally what you're doing. You're dropping in into this new place and see how it plays. And, you know, depending on who you are, you like it or you don't. But it's like immediately trying to get you like, oh, damn, I'm playing as Knuckles again. Oh, he's one of the best characters. I love him. But yeah. I think I've already ran over the gamut in terms of that particular song. Because the more classic song in the Knuckles rap canon is A Ghost's Pumpkin Soup, Pumpkin Hill. because it has the great lyrics like, I ain't gonna let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep down the pumpkin. So another fun thing about these songs, it's how, especially in the days when you don't really understand what, when you're just playing the level, you kind of like misinterpret the lyrics, and then you look it up later and say, oh, that's what that song was all about? But like, again, literally saying, oh, it's a creepy level because there are ghosts. There's a ghost train that it just is a ghost train. There's a church mountain. There's a pumpkin mountain. It's meant to be a very creepy level. And the song's about how Knuckles is, he's not scared. He can punch out those ghosts. He can like dig into gravestones and find these jewels. Like he's not gonna let this get in his way. And in here, it's very ingenious how it has like the piano to kind of accentuate the more creepy tone of the song. And you gotta scratch up those records. And it's like, you know, that kind of shit. Right, one more thing I should mention, and it's gonna be a little more fun as the songs go on, is that this game, Sonic Adventure 2, got an E, but part of its rating was the lyrics. So sometimes the rapper will say damn or crap, and it made me giddy as a young child hearing that, because like, oh, I'm not supposed to be hearing these songs, oh no! And of course at that time I was watching South Park and The Simpsons, like I didn't care. But it's just funny to see like a Sonic game kind of break the barrier in terms of language. Although if you watch the Sonic OVA, the 1996 Sonic OVA, Sonic flips up Robotnik, so who gives a shit really? It's hard to talk about these because I don't know how to talk about the genre as much. All I can just say is that they're fun, they're very cheesy, and they're very straightforward in terms of what they're all about, but it's so ridiculous. So I guess we might as well just move on to the next two Knuckle Raps. Dive into the mellow aquatic mine and space trip steps meteor herd. Get the emeralds. All right, welcome back, everybody. So we're going to start with Dive Into the Mellow Aquatic Mind. But before we do that, there's a quick thing I want to mention. And it is something that if you're someone who hasn't heard these songs ever, they are repetitive. Not Space Trip Steps, but we will get to that. You do notice that there's a lot of carried in lyrics in the Dive Into the Mellow, like, but I am the protector of the Emerald's enchantment. He seems to use that a lot in the raps in the first three songs, I believe. And again, it's emphasizing that Knuckles is the protector. Like, he literally is the one assigned by God or his echidna God to collect the Emeralds and protect them. And they like to repeat that a lot. They like to emphasize that point. But again, what's really funny about this song is that there's a gimmick in the level where you're supposed to raise the water level, and depending on what it is, you can reach different areas. And they have that in the song! I don't remember the specific lyric. But another thing I really do appreciate now that I'm actually listening to these again more closely is that they're all themed, not just in terms of literally the level theme itself, but in terms of the musical composition. So in this case, you kind of have sound effects that kind of sounds like water dripping or like water rushing. Especially in the beginning, or like how this is like a more mellow type of look, even though the level itself is pretty stressful because Knuckles can't breathe unless you got Sonic Pendant coming up again, unless you find the power up that lets you able to breathe underwater forever. But if you don't have that, then the level is a lot more stressful and you can't attack underwater, so you have to be careful. I really do appreciate how they kind of take like different approaches in terms of how would the composition fit with this particular stage and then with the next one, which the next one is one of my particular favorites, but we haven't got, we'll get to that when we get to it. So Aquatic Mind has a lot of lyrics about like, I should really be chilling, but I'm the protector. I have to stay knuckled up in the deep cut. These lyrics are so ridiculous, but they get to the point. It's like, Knuckles is in the mine, and he has to find... Well, it's like, let's take a dive in an aquatic mine. Once was a cold pit, but now the water rises. Like, that's the lyric. When I'm actually reciting these, then I can remember the lyrics. But that's the lyric saying, talking about the gimmick of the level. And I can't talk objectively about these songs. They're just so fun to me, as ridiculous as they are. But I'm running out of words for this one, so let's go ahead and move on to Space Trip Steps Meteor Herd, which is very impressive to me in terms of composition and even in terms of the lyrics, which you could argue are a bit more simplified, but I think in this case it's more about how it's kind of trying to emphasize, you know, how this is a space level, so everything is trying to sound, it's more distant, there's more of a reverb effect. Like, it's more like in terms of bursts, in terms of the word bursts, it's not as much of like, here's the next lyric, and then here's the next lyric. It's more spaced out. Oh, wow, literally, that's why we're going for it. Space. These epiphanies I have during these recording sessions are pretty funny. But more importantly, like, in terms of the tone, it's very different. You got the wow, wow, which makes you think of space, makes you think of things floating around, and also in this particular level, which is fucking huge, and it's a pain in the ass. But no, we're not going to talk about that today. But yeah, just giving the impression of like we've heard space songs before. I had some examples from the Mario episode, but this is a different approach to space. Like, what would it be like to, you know, to have the low gravity where you can do like bigger jumps, and you can even like, if you're gliding in the air, you can actually like break those meteors. But also literally when the lyrics is about like meteors floating my way or like into space, you know, it's very deliberate, very, you know, specific to the level. But the chorus in particular, it's so fun to me because like I always never knew what the chorus was and I did not look it up before recording this. I apologize. So I'll just say I think it's don't let it hit your groove, which I think is what it is. And then there's a female vocalist saying, oh yeah, which that's really cool too. It's just so different from the other Knuckle raps, and I do really appreciate how different and distinct they are. Man, I know this is sort of embarrassed. I'm a little embarrassed, but at the same time, these songs are in my MP3 player for a reason. They're cycle through, and then they come up, I'll recite them, and I have fun with them, because I really do generally like these songs. And it's not really a genre that Sonic has done before, which is why it was such a great surprise. And I'll make sure to link this in the description. The Knuckle rap for Sonic Mania, which is more modern than what you'd expect. I mean, it was in 2017 when that was recorded, so even that rap is distinct compared to these, but they're all fun. These are all really, really fun. And Sonic fans might be thinking, wait, aren't you missing one? You are correct, I am missing one. But that's because it's going to conclude today's episode. we're concluding with Deeper, Death Chamber. And I love this song. It is so good. And if you're listening closely, you'll hear the first swear. Or maybe there might have been other swears in the other songs, but this is the one where it's so funny because it's like, it's Sonic saying the swear. And this is like a couple years before he would say a swear in Shadow the Hedgehog, which we'll talk about that some other day. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me in the month of music. I hope you had a really fun time with this special sort of one-off sort of bonus episode. We will stick with the tradition and keep next week's finale a secret, but I think you'll all enjoy it very much, and it'll be very different what you listen to today. But anyway, thank you everybody for listening, and we'll see you next week for the finale of Month of Music. All right, take care, everybody.
Somewhere, all we have to do is find it. I know we'll need a key to get inside. That's our only way to find it.